Enas Kipos.
In a courtyard down a central side street in Exarchia, central Athens, Michael Kazan stands in front of four students under an olive tree in a makeshift open-air classroom. He's part of a network of 50 volunteers that give language classes to migrants in the capital.
We're trying not only to teach Greek and English, but also to help people to feel that they're part of this community. Fortunately, we are here and we're not the only ones. Otherwise, these people will be left to nothing and really will be very, very difficult.
Greece has had an uneasy relationship with immigration. Under the country's previous government, nearly 5,000 migrants were kept in terrible conditions in detention centres. One of Syriza's pledges when they came to power in January was to improve conditions for migrants, but very little has been possible against the crippling backdrop of an ever-unravelling economic crisis. Dimitris Christopoulos is from the Hellenic League of Human Rights.
The two questions, financial crisis management and migration management, are interconnected. We cannot pretend that we have two separate questions now. If the European Union decides to get rid of Greece, to smash Greece, then obviously it has to deal with the possibility of a second humanitarian crisis within the country, which has a lot of chances to be exported to other countries also. If we're not able to sit and discuss in order to share a responsibility about a common humanity issue, then I think history will be extremely severe with us.
At a summit just last Friday, European leaders dramatically failed to come up with a common plan to tackle the increasingly urgent migrant crisis, which means Greece is under even more pressure to cope on its own. Nassim Lomani escaped war in Afghanistan 15 years ago and now helps other migrants to settle in Athens.
Europe always needed a country, a third country out of Europe, to use it as a place to send back most of these people that they are trying to reach Europe. At some point they did it with Libya, for example. They tried many years with Turkey, and when they couldn't do it, they started to use Greece as a third country to block, to trap some people here, to not let them arrive in Europe. In less words, you can say that Greece is making the dirty work of Europe. This whole inhuman and immigration policy that Europe has been based on this.
As the financial crisis makes everyday life for Greeks harder and harder, Nassim says it pushes migrants even further to the fringes of society. It's almost ironic, he says. It was easier for me here 10 years ago.